السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, sisters who listen over receivers. The last part of this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks us to seek protection in Him from the mischief of the hasidin, from the mischief of those who are jealous and envious when they show their jealousy. Now that is also a mischief that we have been asked to seek protection in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from. Meaning that in the world there will always be people who will be very jealous and very envious. Now this is a subject which we have discussed many, many times, but it seems that this sickness is increasing in our society. We look at the cases that we deal with, and it is a very clear indication that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's predictions have become very, very true. And why not? Because he was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever he predicted must come true. So now this seeking protection, min sharri hasidin, from the jealous one, is a hasad, when he shows his jealousy. Now Allah Ta'ala is telling us that we must seek protection. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has warned in the ahadith, those people who are jealous and envious of severe punishment from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now there are lots of medication which we have to take lifelong. There are people suffering from different kinds of sicknesses. When the doctors are asked that how long must he take this medication, they say lifelong. Certain sicknesses, they say, must take lifelong medication. And for some they will say, well, take it for 2 days. Some they will say for 1 week. Some they will say for 1 year. And then come for a checkup again. So like that, these ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they are medication. We have to take it sometimes lifelong. And if the person has received a cure from this ailment and sickness, then he must make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, but he must still have his heart checked, spiritual heart, because that sickness can creep in again. So this sickness of hasad, it is such a sickness which destroys even the iman of a person. If we have to look at the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, it was mainly this jealousy which prevented them from accepting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's message. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, now these people, they knew, they recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The munafiqeen, they recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the leader of the hypocrites, he also recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But due to his jealousy, they were not prepared to accept. If we have to look at the very first sin in the world, it was the sin of shaitan. And shaitan also, it was this jealousy that made him reject the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bow down before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was again hasad, and of course mixed with pride, that you created me out of fire and created him out of dust. So jealousy was the first sin. If you look at Habil and Qabil, then they again, the murder, the first murder that was on earth, it was again due to jealousy. Habil, according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam, was supposed to marry a certain woman, and this Qabil also wanted to marry the same woman. Now it was jealousy. So Qabil had Habil killed and murdered. So what was it? Again, it was that same jealousy. Don't we find a repetition of those same sins in our society? How many murders in our society are because of this same jealousy? How many people kill others just because of jealousy? So the first sin was same jealousy. The murder, first one, was again jealousy. If we take Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his sons, why did they want to put Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam away? Why did his brothers want to get rid of him? Why did they say, send him out, banish him somewhere, or throw him in some well, or have him assassinated, or do something, but get him out? The reason was again jealousy. They were jealous that the father loved Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So they wanted to snatch away that love. And they did all the planning and plotting and scheming to have him thrown or have him distanced. If you look at that incident again, it was nothing but jealousy. Therefore, in the night of Miraj also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to meet certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, especially again after having met all of them in Masjid al-Aqsa, again to meet them, especially to remind him that, look, all these people, they went through the same kind of life. So much of jealousy, so much of envy, so much of hatred. But those same people then came and bowed down before him. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, again it was that same issue of jealousy. Then if you have to look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif, there are so many ayat. But if you take the Ahle Kitab, the people who were given the book, the Yahud, the Nasara, now all these people, it was again jealousy. It's not that they did not recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. The desire in the heart, by way of explanation, that these people whom Allah Ta'ala has given kitab. Now in that kitab there was given the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's coming, and they recognized him by those signs. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these people, many of them from the Ahle Kitab, their desire is لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. That after you have accepted Islam, now it is the desire in their heart, that burning desire, that somehow must get this person to revert to kufr. He must give up that Iman and Islam, his belief in Allah Ta'ala, his Nabi and Akhirat and Jannat, Jahannam, and he must go back to kufr. That is the desire in the hearts of these people. They used to ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to send down this Nabi and reveal that kitab and give them victory over their enemies before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming. Because of their understanding and because of their knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was mentioned in the kitabs, so they were waiting. They were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, when he came, when the kitab was revealed, when they recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what did they do? When they recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they knew that he is that last messenger that was promised, and that is the book that was revealed upon him, then they turned around. And why did they do this? Again, it was for the sake of hasad, this jealousy. This jealousy is a terrible disease. We can't see anybody's property, anybody's wealth, anybody's goodness. It burns the person from inside. In fact, one poet said very beautifully, he said that, long live those who are your enemies because of jealousy. They must live long. He said, those who are jealous, they must live long, so that that fire may keep on burning them for a long, long time. He says, must wish them long life, those who are jealous, so that that fire can keep on burning them, and they suffer the agony and the pain for a long, long time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his companions, nothing but love, nothing but love for the other companions. And if any happiness came to any companion, then there was great happiness in the whole of Madina Sharif. And on the other hand, those people who were the Ahl Kitab or the Munafiqeen or the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if any kind of goodness reached any Muslim, then it burnt them up from inside. They were not able to see that. They were not able to stomach it and tolerate it, that how can goodness reach a Muslim? And if any kind of difficulty reached any Muslim, then they celebrated and they rejoiced. In tusibkum sayyatun, when any kind of difficulty, any kind of hardship reached, then they rejoiced. So now that was the sign of those hypocrites, those enemies of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if some goodness reaches a Muslim and a mu'min, then they feel very hurt and very grieved. And if some difficulty and hardship and pain reaches some Muslim, then they get very happy. That was the sign of the hypocrites, sign of the enemies of Islam. Now we must see that whose sifat and whose characteristics are we developing in our hearts. The sifat, the characteristics of those who were believers, who had a pure heart, and they loved greatly, and they enjoyed, and they appreciated, and they celebrated when some Muslim received some goodness. Are we going to follow them, or are we going to follow those people who were grieved and sorry, that why did this goodness reach this Muslim? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that al-hasad ya'kulul hasanat kama ta'kulun nar al-hatab. Kama ta'kulun nar al-hatab. Just as fire eats up dry wood. If there's dry wood and you have to put fire, then after a little while it's consumed. It's finished, there's no wood left there. It's all burnt up. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that hasad, this jealousy, it eats up the good deeds of a person just like how fire eats up wood. Which means that this person made so much of effort. He made namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrahs, hajj, and everything he made. So much of charities the person gives. Now all these things he does, and then just like how we have the borers or the white ants, they eat up. From the outside you see the tree, it looks very, very strong. But everything is eaten up from inside. And all that is required is somebody to just push it with their hands and that whole big tree will come collapsing on the ground. That's how from inside everything gets eaten up until mouth will come. And that will be the end of it. And after that, when there will be Qiyamah day, this person will present himself now wanting all the rewards for his namaz and his roza and his zakat and his charities and his ibadat and his zikr and his tilawat. And all the works of deen that he did, in the meantime there's nothing left there. Because of hasad and jealousy, everything was eaten up. We have many, many examples. I've given one day in one of my majlis, in the programs, I said that if there's a plane full of hujjaj, and everyone has got bags packed with all the mal, Allah Ta'ala must protect, Allah Ta'ala forbid it happens. But if somebody has got a bomb in one of the bags, now everyone has got a lot of gold and silver and clothing and all the other items that they have purchased. The whole aeroplane is filled with that. But just one little bomb and nothing is left. So that is what jealousy is. That is what pride is. And it's a bomb which blasts away all the nekis and goodness that a person has done in his life. There's nothing left when he goes on the Qiyamah day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Dabba ilaykum da'ul umame qablakum al-hasadu wal-baghda. With regards to hasad and jealousy, or hasad and malice, he said that these were sicknesses of the ummats of the past. I'm giving an explanation. That these were sicknesses of ummats of the past. But it is coming, creeping into you. And he predicted that the time will come when the sicknesses of the ummats of the past, or the nations of the past, those spiritual diseases of theirs, they will come towards you. And then he enumerated some of them. Amongst them was that there will be mutual boasting, rivalry in wealth, pride, jealousy. These things will come. These were sicknesses of the nations of the past. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that after that there will be rebellion. Now, because of these things, pride, malice, mutual rivalry, boasting about one's wealth and property and knowledge and everything else that Allah Ta'ala has given, then there will be arguments, there will be rebellion, there will be fights, there will be quarrels, there will be wars, and then there will be a lot of killings. If we have to look around the world because of this jealousy, why does the Middle East have so much of wealth? Why do they have all the oil wells? Why don't we have all of them? So for different reasons people will be jealous, and it will lead to wars, it will lead to murders, it will lead to killings. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned on many occasions with regard to this very serious sickness and disease of the heart, spiritual heart, and that is hasad. In one hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لا تحاسدوا ولا تقاطعوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله اخوانا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا تحاسدوا, don't be jealous of one another, don't break up your relationship, don't show your backs, don't have malice. Now, all these things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. Say, كونوا عباد الله اخوانا. Why? Because this jealousy is displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's distribution, as you have heard before. That the person who is jealous and envious, he is jealous of what? He is jealous of somebody's wealth, somebody's property, somebody's wife, somebody's child, somebody's good reading, somebody's qualification, somebody's profession, somebody's farming, somebody's intelligence, somebody's health. That's what he is going to be jealous of. Somebody's business, somebody's skill. Now this is what he is jealous of. So who is the one that has distributed that in the society? If every person had to be multi-billionaire, who is going to work for the other person? Allah Ta'ala has got his distribution. He gives some people less, he gives some people more. He gives some people less intelligence, some people more intelligence. He gives some people less health, some people good health. Allah Ta'ala gives some people more property, some people less property. Some more qualification, some less qualification, some no qualification. All that is the distribution of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is very, very fair and just when it comes to His muhabbat, His love, and the rewards in the akhirat. Then there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not judge on that basis that how much of wealth this person has been given, or how much of skills he has, or how much of qualification he has. Allah Ta'ala will not judge on that. Allah Ta'ala will judge on his actions and on his deeds. So the poorest of the poor can also gain the closest relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he can have the highest stages in Jannat, and the richest of the rich can also have the closest relationship with Allah Ta'ala, and he can have the highest stages in Jannat. All that is required is good actions. But what I am saying is that generally this is what people are jealous of, and this jealousy also will maybe be mainly in the same profession. An alim will be jealous of an alim. If one alim is giving good bayan and another one comes and give a better bayan, so now he's jealous of that alim. If one qari sahab read very beautifully and then next day some another qari sahab came and he read better than him, so now the qari sahab will become jealous of the qari sahab. The qari sahab won't become jealous of that baba, why he gave such a good haircut to that person. The doctor won't be jealous of the butcher. He will be jealous of another doctor. In the same profession, you will get mainly jealousies. Of course, after that, it goes on. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning that don't let this sickness come. That is why he's mentioning those ahadiths. That we check our hearts so quickly, if we have a little bit of pain, then we rush to the cardiologist. Agar jism tera zara ho qaleel, hakeemo ki sunta hai tu bedaleel. Agar jism tera zara ho alil, hakeemo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. You go to the doctor straight away and you don't even ask them for any proof. That give me first some proof that this medication has helped a lot of people. If the doctor says this is good for you, he will take it. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. You will drink the most bitterest medicine. No matter how bitter, most bitter medicine, the person will drink it. And it goes on after that you have done so much in the world, your mind has worked so hard, and you have developed and you have invented and you have manufactured so many things. Your intelligence is so much when it comes to the world. But where is your intelligence when it comes to your spiritual self? Because this body is going to turn to dust one day. No matter who the person is, one day is going to turn to dust. So should we not worry about the life of the hereafter, which is unending? So this jealousy is a spiritual disease. So just as we check our hearts when it comes to physical heart, little pain we check, in the same way if we sense that there's jealousy coming, then we should go to those who are experts in this field also. Those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given specialization in the spiritual diseases, then we should go to them and say, this is what is happening to me, what must I do? One person said that I'm becoming very, very jealous of my own son. Now he's jealous of his own son. But at least he was honest enough that he said, I'm jealous. And why? He says, because my son is making such progress. But of course, you don't blame that father also, because as the son was making progress, he was ignoring his parents. So then I told him what to do. After some time, he comes back, he says, Alhamdulillah, my son and I, we have a very good relationship now. So if somebody is jealous, then, or if jealousy is coming into the heart, then make dua for that person straight away. If jealousy with regards to that person's wealth is coming in the heart, say, Ya Allah, give him halal wealth in abundance. If jealousy is coming about the person's profession, make dua for him. Jealousy about his qiraat and about his reading or about anything else, then make dua for the person. Send him some gifts. Make salam to him. Then if just the thought is in the mind, just a passing thought, that is not objectionable. Sometimes a fly is sitting on the mirror and it appears as if it is inside the mirror, but it's not inside the mirror, it's outside the mirror. So certain thoughts just come into the mind, but the person does not mean, he does not want that that person's wealth must be destroyed, that person's health must be destroyed, that person's property must be snatched away, destruction must come upon that person, sickness, diseases must grip him. He's not desiring any kind of ill for that person, it's just a passing thought. So at that time, make dua for oneself and make dua for him too. Ya Allah, just as you have blessed this person with plenty of wealth, bless me also. You have given him intelligence, you have given him all the ni'mats and bounties, bless me also. But you don't desire snatching it away from that person. So this jealousy is a very, very serious disease. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, that beautiful couplet, I don't know how many times I must have mentioned it in different programs. Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz? Kaffe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Why are you burning yourself in this fire of jealousy? Why are you going towards the fire of Jahannam? Are you unhappy with the distribution that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made? Why are you rubbing your palms with regret that why I didn't get it high? And I conclude, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there are so many things coming but time runs out. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he went on to Tur, then under the shade of the arsh, he saw a person. So he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that who is that person who's got such closeness with you? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, don't worry who the person is. I will tell you what the person does. What he does is that he doesn't have jealousy in his heart regarding any ni'mat that I give to anyone. And the second thing is that he's obedient to his parents. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a heart that is filled with piety, with taqwa. Clean and purify our hearts of jealousy, of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem of the ummah that's suffering around the globe. And give us all a life of taqwa and piety. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.